broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I have heard news accounts about customers reporting that PG&E, that they
have... It's a victory today for the Constitution. The judge...
There's no doubt that when someone goes out of their way to...
The sun is shining over there, but there's still a dark cloud over the city.
You blew it!
Who said that to me?
Taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And truth is our bitch here, so we're going to take you wherever that leads, and we go places no other talk show can frankly go. And we actually do a different kind of a show on this radio program. We try to entertain you, and we try to amuse you. We don't necessarily care about political ideology. However, coming up this hour, Jay Santos joins us. Jay is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we will be talking with him about the day of service that President Obama has called for on the anniversary of 9/11, which is taking place, as you know, tomorrow, the 9th anniversary. 50 Cent upsets the gay community. President Obama defends the Ground Zero Mosque. We'll get into that stuff later on in the program in our news hour. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. If you don't have a backstage pass yet, you should get one. Now, what is a backstage pass? That is a subscription to our website. Is it a lot of money? No. Do you get more than any website in the history of radio has ever provided? Yes. Do you get more on our website than any other website that currently exists for any radio personality gives you? Yes. Do you get more quality entertainment on our website than any other website provides? Yes. And I'm not lying. We have archives of a radio show that people actually like to listen to again. There's no other radio show I can think of than anybody other than Amos and Andy. Excuse me for saying that, but I mean, what other radio show do people want to go back and listen to again except for ours? So we have over 3,000 hours of archive material on our website and so much more. Go over, get a backstage pass, $6.95 a month. That's right, $6.95 a month, and you got all the material that you're going to need from one of the greatest radio shows ever. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to get on with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Auxiliary Police, Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police agency. It's a volunteer security force, Jay, correct? That is not aligned with the police.
Well, you and I have this discussion all the time, Phil. Every time I come on your program, you ask me, well, what are we? And I can tell you what we are. We are an auxiliary to the police. We help the police, and we do a lot more for the police than they do for us. The police have really not treated us with all that much respect, and we are entitled to respect. But be that as it may, we will address that. That's a fight for another day. We do help the police when they are overwhelmed, and they are overwhelmed more often than not, and we are able to augment their security efforts with security efforts of our own. We feel this is important given the state of American society right now. And I don't want to keep giving this speech every time I come on your program, but I understand why you asked.
Well, you have said in the past that most of you guys in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you could have been police officers, but you didn't like the politics, right?
That's correct.
Now you just said something very interesting there. You don't get a lot of respect from the police. Why is that?
Well, I can tell you my opinion.
Go ahead.
My opinion is we don't get a lot of respect from the police because we do a lot of what they do better than they do. We are able to, we do our flare drops, we do our three-step takedown, we have our home inspection for VCR tape that isn't rewound. All of these things add up to a smoother running community, and certainly tomorrow, Phil, we're going to get around to talking about 9/11.
Yes, we'll get around to talking about it. Just was asking you some questions concerning the actual operation.
Well, I came on your program tonight to talk about 9/11 because that's a day where we could be at risk. It is a day that's important to Americans. It's an anniversary of a terrible event that we observe as a memorial, but also we could be at risk. And that's what I want to talk about. I mean, we can fool around to discuss this.
Well, I don't think it's a fooling. When we're talking to you and we're talking to other people who are volunteers in the area of security, we want to know whether or not you have the blessing of the police. I know you have a substation there, and that is located in the basement of your home. I know that, but this event that you're planning tomorrow, where you're going to be doing pat-downs of just about everybody that goes in or out of a shopping mall there in the South Bay, right?
Well, we're going to have our sub-commanders throughout not only Orange County and Los Angeles County and other areas around the country. We have, as we've mentioned to you, Phil, countless times, we do have the Range Riders in Texas. We have the SEAL Squad, which is in the Bay Area. We've got auxiliary police forces across the country who will be, we will be doing full spread. People ask us, how could you do that legally? Because I have the right to have a, if you've ever heard about it, and I'm sure you have, it's called Constitution of the United States. We have a right of citizens arrest.
Yeah, of course I've heard about it, Jay. The sarcasm we don't need, okay?
Well, I mean, the way a lot of people talk with us, I know that there are people who appreciate what we do. And when I'll come on your program or some other program I come on, and they'll all be talking about how, you know, do you have the right? And I said, well, yeah, if you've ever heard of some little thing called a constitution, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Yeah, I got a right. And
You claim the right of citizens arrest. Now, tomorrow, President Barack Obama is asking the country to observe the September 11th anniversary as a day of service and remembrance. He says Americans should find a way to serve their fellow citizens and rekindle the spirit of unity and common purpose felt in the wake of the 2001 terror attacks. He spoke at the White House news conference Friday, a day ahead of the 9th anniversary. He said Saturday will be a day to commemorate not only heartbreak, but also the enduring values and resilient spirit of America.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And although I'm not a Barack Obama fan necessarily, I do think what he said there, and so that's what we want to do.
But you're going to be at malls, and so how can you effectively?
Hold on, just a minute. What? I don't see anything. All right, so go ahead.
How are you going to stop people and frisk them as they go into stores? You're not a police officer.
But we are a citizens auxiliary police officer. And I have the right to say, are you saying that I don't have the right to talk to somebody?
No, I'm not saying that. But how can you get people to stop and to obey when you ask to frisk them? All right?
Well, there's a couple of ways, Phil.
All right, hold on. I want to give our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tomorrow, the anniversary of 9/11, Jay and his sub-commanders from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're going to be literally frisking people, huh?
But we don't use the term frisk, and we don't use the term pat-down. We use the term spread. And the reason why we use our own terminology, we use our own language, is because we don't choose to identify with the police. The police have their term. They won't say, they want to call a frisk. They want to call a pat-down. Have fun. Knock yourself out. We say spread. And because we haven't been treated with much respect by police, we just, we go our own way and we talk a talk. Tomorrow, when we frisk, and we will be frisking men as well as women, it'll be a thorough frisk, but it'll be a very quick frisk. Well, we're looking for any weapons, any, obviously, bombs or explosives, but it's going to be thorough, and that means we're going to have to do a leg pat, what we call a spread. Our hands are going to be, for the men anyway, we will do a crotch search. For the women, we have two officers. We have a female by the name of Cecilia Belcher, who's with our sub-ensign, and we have a gay officer, Jim Threlkel, who's gay. And
he's going to be frisking the women?
That is correct, yes, sir.
And well, how? I don't know what that means. Just because he's gay doesn't necessarily mean women are not going to be... First of all, I want to know how you're going to be frisking people.
I told you we are going to do a full leg pat.
No. I mean, how do you get people to stop and be frisked?
Well, that's a pretty easy, that's pretty standard. That's almost Citizens Auxiliary Police 101, Phil. We all know that we have a voice of authority. Every police officer, everybody who's in frontline law enforcement knows we have a voice of authority. When someone walks past us, you simply say, put your hands on your head and turn around. Now that's called a voice of authority. When you use that phrase, put your hands on your head and turn around. There's not too many people that don't do it. We've seen in the past success rates anywhere from 87, 90, 93%.
And you're saying the phrase what?
We say the phrase, put your hands on your head and turn around. And or you could say, put your hands on your head, turn around and shut up. But what you're saying basically is, do it now. And people will respond to that automatically. And before you know it, and before they know it, you've done a full spread, full pat down, they're on their way, at tip my pith helmet.
You're telling me that in the past you've said to people, put your hands on your head and turn around.
Yeah, with your back facing me. So if they're looking at me, I'll say, put your hands on your head and turn around. And they do it.
And they do it, and you do it. How long does the pat down take?
No more than 20 seconds. Very quick pat down. You do have to get your hand right up in there. That's why we do have the female there. For the females, we also have a gay James Threlkeld. But if you're asking me, are we intent on protecting this country tomorrow, the answer is yes. If they are giving their consent that we're doing a spread, then...
When you say a spread, you're talking about a pat-down.
That's correct.
And if you say to them, turn around, put your hands on your head, and they do it, they're giving consent.
They are giving consent to have their... to have their person searched, yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. This voice of authority that you say you're using, okay, is a commanding voice. It's a demanding voice, and they may mistake you for a real, valid police officer.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm wearing a pith helmet and a blue armband. We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police. I suppose they don't have to do what we ask them to do. That's up to them. But when I say, put your hands on your head, turn around, and I do it in a voice of authority, give you an example, put your hand on your head, turn around, that's what I'll say it like that, then they've got a couple of choices. They can do it, or they may imagine themselves on the receiving end of the business. We call, you know, show's over. You know what I'm talking about?
And you don't have a weapon, though.
No, we do not, but they don't know that.
877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Jay Sanos as he talks about tomorrow and frisking people as they're going in and out of malls in the South Bay and other auxiliary police agencies doing the same by using that phrase, put your hands on your head, turn around, and shut up, and people generally will go along with it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Turn around. Shut up. You like that?
Yeah,
Would you hear you? Hear me?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tomorrow, the anniversary of September the 11th. Jay, before we take some phone calls, question for you. When you use this voice of authority, when you say, turn around, put your hands on your head, and you're using that in the authoritative voice that you say police officers use.
Well, all of us use in the front line of law enforcement, yeah, Phil.
All right, but you're an auxiliary police officer, but nonetheless, when you use that voice, you say people automatically turn around.
We've had success rate of 87 or 90%. Tomorrow, we predict anywhere from 90 to 95%.
Why?
For the very simple reason, you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be feeling really guilty tomorrow, as well they should. It's the anniversary of a day when 3,000 people, okay, and I don't mean to be smart, but I'm sure you read about it in the paper, 3,000 people died.
And of course we know that, Jay, okay? Of course we know that.
All right. And you're going to have people going to the shopping mall and buying candy and going to the movie and pretending like that was all made up, like somebody just made that up. I don't think so. They're going to feel very... I think you're going to find a lot of people feeling guilty. So that when I say, turn around, put your hands on your head, I think they're going to put their hands on their head because the guilt mechanism is going to kick in. Now, if they don't, we got a red flag. And I'm going to have to investigate that further. And
why do you call that a red flag? Because if they don't put their hands on their head, they must be guilty of something? Maybe they realize that you're not a real police officer.
Well, and maybe they realize that they just did not do what I told them to do on a day when 3,000 people touched the face of God, you know, to quote Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
That's what Ronald Reagan. Wow, you don't know that Ronald Reagan said that on that day.
Ronald Reagan said, "Touch the face of God." He said that about the Challenger.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was.
No, Ronald Reagan. No, this is well after. All right, so 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to a phone call here on the line with us in Orlando, listening on WEUS is Carol. Go ahead, Carol. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Hello, I'm 72, and if any officer said that to me,
yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. It's Jay Santos.
I didn't hear you.
I said this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't know if you heard me or not.
Okay. I'm 72-year-old female, and if somebody approached me at the mall and said, turn around, put your hands on your head, I would say, what's your badge number? What police office department are you associated with? And until I got that name and badge number, I wouldn't move. And if they put their hands on me, they would get sprayed in the face with pepper spray. I'm 72.
Well, that's what you say now. That's what you say now. But you know as well as I do that if I told you, turn around, put your hands on your head, you don't know where that's coming from, you know.
I would never do it.
Like a mugger? What if it's a mugger? What if the guy's going to mug you? You wouldn't do it then? I think you would.
No, I wouldn't.
All we're going to do is, what, a mugger?
I would spray them in the face. I would not let anybody near me, especially touching me, without knowing
what do you mean spray? What do you mean spray? What are you spraying it from? Are you spraying on them?
I keep it in my.
You're
in
spraying
my
from
hand.
You? She said. She said me.
Every time I go near a store, because in Orlando.
What do you keep in your hand? She's keeping it in her hand.
She said mace.
No, she said me. I said, what are you spraying it from? And she said
pepper
me.
Pepper spray, right? I have.
And so, what are you doing, ma'am? Are you lifting your leg?
No, she didn't say that at all.
That's what I heard.
No. It's pepper spray.
Pepper spray. I
well,
keep it on my keychain.
That's
if
now we've
would,
got a situation.
If anybody touches now me we, going in the mall, they're going to get in trouble. I'll tell you that much
okay.
right now, whether they're a police
right.
officer or not.
Okay, so you're free
you don't
to take
do
your
that
bomb.
To old ladies.
You're,
what country
you're
do you
free,
think
you're,
you
you're free
in?
To take you're
what
free
country
to take your
do
bomb.
You think you live in?
In the United States of you know,
no,
the one...
We have rights
forgot,
to be out in public.
I forgot what it's called.
America?
Yeah, America. And I will tell you, if Carol is still there... Are you there, ma'am? Ma'am, you there? God, I hate that.
She hung up. Go ahead.
I'll tell you something, Carol. If you want to be free to take your bomb into the mall, well, guess what? No can do. No can do.
Well, she just made a point that she's an elderly woman, and she's taking whatever it is she's taking into the mall, and she obviously feels that you are not not authorized to do what you're doing.
Well, I could tell you that that woman talks real big shot now, but when you encounter people like that, and you say, turn around, put your hands on your head, and keep your mouth shut, they do exactly what you ask them to do, as meek as a lamb.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move over to... Hector in San Antonio. Go ahead, Hector. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Santos, what kind of previous training did you have to acquire this position?
Well, let's acquire this position. This was started by Major Elvis Newton in 1997. We're all volunteer.
Okay. So as far as you, have you had any formal law and training experience? Have you?
Are you familiar
with the amendments?
I've been around. I can handle myself. That's what you're talking about.
No, he's asking, have you had formal training?
I can handle myself.
Have you had formal training, though? Police officers have formal training. Have you had formal training?
I'm not a member of the regular police force because of that political situation.
Okay.
You ask me, have I worked? I work security. Worked security for Johnson Beverage Company in Portland, Oregon, for 3 years.
Right. Okay, so you're not familiar with the pat and frisk doctrine, and you know where people have
what?
To submit sir, the pat and frisk doctrine.
Sure, I know about that.
Okay, so you are familiar with it, and you know that it requires at least mere suspicion to stop and pat and frisk somebody. When law enforcement does that, they are doing
what if
that.
They let you? What if they let you do it? What if they let you do it?
Okay, so you're saying a consensual pat and frisk.
That's
okay.
Exactly right.
So,
when I say stop, put your hands on your head, turn around, they're doing what I said.
Well, what do you do whenever a citizen that you stop at this mall, if you even have permission to work this mall, to you know, search everybody in there? What are you going to do when they refuse a search?
What would you think as a police officer? I'd say that's a red flag right there, because now they're taking their little bomb into the mall, aren't they? Yeah, it's a red flag for me. It'd probably be a red flag you.
Okay, thank you very much. Hector will be back. Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos on the line with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tomorrow has been designated, you know, it's the anniversary of 9/11. President Obama has called for a day of service and remembrance. He's asking the American people to rekindle the spirit of unity and common purpose that we felt, that we all felt, in the wake of the 2001 terror attacks. He's attending a service at the Pentagon on Saturday, while First Lady Michelle Obama will appear with former First Lady Laura Bush in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I think that's a very nice gesture. Jay, on the line with us tomorrow, you're going to be... You just heard a police officer say that you're a Citizens Auxiliary police officer. You can't stop and frisk people legally.
Well, he said that I could frisk if they give their consent, Mr. Henry. Okay.
What about females? Let's talk about this. You want to do a full spread, as you call it.
We call it a spread because we don't want to call it a frisk and grip or whatever. These cops, I don't want to be identified with police, not because we don't like police, but they've treated us with disrespect. We call it spread. And
what about females?
Female women to be searched?
Yes.
We have, as I already mentioned to you, Mr. Henry, we have Cynthia Belcher is a female sub-ensign.
I didn't hear a sub-ensign. Now, that is different from the sub-commanders you have in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Is she the only female you have?
She's the only one available right now, Mr. Henry, and anything else that I would tell you about that is really sort of none of your business, to be honest with you. You know,
well, I'm just asking how you're going to be dealing with women that you say, is she going to be saying to women, stop?
Yes, put your hands on your head and turn around. The phrase is very familiar with anybody if you watch. And if you watch some very good television programs that show you how police do it, and they'll say, put your hands on your head, turn around, shut up. It's pretty standard, and that's what we've seen on the documentation, what we see. We also have Jim Threlkeld.
All right, now this is Mr. Threlkeld. This is the gay sub-commander, right?
That's correct.
And he's going to be frisking women, and you don't think you're going to have a problem?
I do not think we're going to have a problem. Once the women feel that it's a man that is, you know, is basically feeling them, I will then step in and say, he's gay. And at that point, then they have no reason.
Why doesn't he? I just wonder why it is, and it sounds very, it doesn't sound like anything a woman's going to be comfortable with. I don't care if he is gay, you know?
Well, they're not going to be comfortable when they feel a man beginning to do what we call a probe, because women have more places. Phil, I don't want to talk about this, but if you want to talk about, women have more places to hide things. So Jim Threlkeld, who's gay, will do a probe. Once they feel that, they're going to get upset, and I will, at that point, I step in, I move my left foot forward, I'm standing with both my feet together. I step forward, and I lean in, and I say, he's gay. Then I step back. We do everything by the book. We do it according to the uniform code of how we do it. And your questions, I think, are only trying to create a problem where there is no problem.
I don't know what you mean when you step in with the left foot, but you're informing the young lady that he's gay. I understand. Whoever it is that you're, you know, frisking.
Well, it might not be a young lady. It might be that old woman that was causing such a problem. I was going to say old bag. I don't want to say that, but she sounded like an old bag. And I don't want to call her that, but she was being very rude. But no, it might be an old lady. I'm not saying Threlkeld or any other man would get any kind of thrill. I'm not going to get a cheap thrill out of doing a probe on an old lady. But if it makes women feel better, I can, as I said, I will step in left foot forward, he's gay, step back.
And that's part of the process. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Al in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Al, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just, I don't believe you have a right to search anybody. I mean, I'm no law enforcement or anything. I do private security.
What if they give the consent?
I am able to carry a weapon on jobs, but not off of jobs. But
right.
You have to, even a police officer has to have a probable cause to do anything other than question what's going on. I don't really understand.
See,
like if
they give their consent, that's the key. And that's what you're missing. If I say, turn around, put your hands on your head, and shut your mouth, and they do what I tell them to do, they've given their consent.
Well, if you were to say that to me, I would turn around and say, no, and then I would question you,
right.
And then what
now
would
we've
you
got
do?
Probable cause. Now we got probable cause, because here you
no,
are out on
no
9-11. Yes,
you,
I do, because you're out on 9-11.
And then
why
if
are you
were
shopping on
9-11?
Why
I would have all the right in the world to hurt you and defend myself. And
no, you wouldn't
be
because,
perfectly fine.
Well, then I would have all the right in the world then to neutralize,
then you're talking about
to neuter you.
That could happen to you. I don't understand.
Well, you're talking about neutering.
It blows my mind.
What do you mean neutering?
Trying to provide a service.
What are you doing shopping on 9/11? What are you doing out shopping on 9/11? That's not suspicious. Of course it is. On a day
no,
where 3,000 people got carved up, and you're
day,
out there and you're getting yourself a hot dog,
it is a
well,
grieving
are you going
day.
To go get a hot dog? Of course life,
life
goes
does
on.
Go
I understand
on.
That.
You know,
yeah,
people
I understand
have
that,
family but. And friends and children, and they're going to go do things. And,
well, they're
going to
go and get a hot dog.
It's perfectly normal for that.
I don't find
like earlier, you had said people should feel guilty, and nobody should feel guilty about 9/11.
You should feel guilty about 9/11 if you're not getting a hot dog on a day when people got
when someone dies in your family and you have a funeral and you grieve, you have a funeral to celebrate their life. Of course it's upsetting and people, you know, tend to get upset, but you shouldn't feel guilty about that.
So, are you going to have a dance?
No.
Are you going to go dancing on 9/11? Are you going to go dancing on 9/11? Yes or no?
What do you mean dancing?
I want to know what the gentleman's going
to. Well, there'll be a lot of people that will be dancing. I'm sure there will be.
Man.
I myself will be working tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I have a job to do myself tomorrow. But I'm sure as I'm working, I will stop in and have lunch somewhere. I will stop in. For all I know, I might be going to a mall with the security escort that I have.
Yeah. And you're gonna probably but you're working. You're working. I'm saying if you were out and you were not working, you're telling me on 9/11 you're gonna go dance.
Day.
You're gonna go do the Watusi.
I would still live a normal day as any other day was.
I would like to ask this gentleman a question, Mr. Henry. Would you be angry if you saw a man do a running man on 9/11 or a Cabbage Patch, that wouldn't make you angry.
What are you talking about? Doing the running man on 9/11.
If this gentleman saw some punk kid in the mall doing a Cabbage Patch, like he just caught a touchdown pass on 9/11, wouldn't that make that man angry?
That's not, even if it made him angry, that's no reason for a cop to frisk somebody. You can't frisk someone based on your moods.
What are you talking about? Let me get back to talking to this gentleman. Go ahead, lay it on me.
It's not making any sense. Like,
you're going to get yourself hurt
by doing things like this.
Are you?
What is the? I want to ask you something, Al. What is your understanding? If you said to someone, "Put your hands on your head and shut up," and they did what you asked them to do, is that consent?
Anybody that consents to that, I mean, they should definitely question first. I mean, a police officer.
But what if they don't? What if they don't? Wait a minute. What if they don't? What if they don't? What if a regular person just says, put your hands on your head and shut up, and they
do
it?
If they do it, that's cool. That's fine. I mean,
there you go. Thank you. So you agree with me. So he agrees with me.
If someone does not do that, you can't.
3,000 people died on 9/11.
You're out. Now, here's
my point. And you're out wrestling through the 50s.
Humanity
in general. 50% off Ben at Express for Men. But it's great.
Jay,
this guy is out at the Express Bin at the Express for Men 50% off bin on 9/11. That makes me want to throw up.
Okay.
Think about it.
Everybody is
it's
an
bad.
Individual.
Exactly.
Okay. Why are you buying board shorts or sweaters on 9/11? That's a red flag. You going to go out and get yourself some fat pants on 9/11?
Would you shut up and let this man finish?
Oh, you just told me to shut up. Am I going to sue you? No.
I'm asking you to let this man finish.
There's been a ton of things.
Really interesting. I'm sitting here. I'm saying, why put your hand on your head, turn around, and I'm not allowed to do that. Mr. Henry, tell me, shut up.
Yeah. Uh-huh, Al. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, you can grieve and still, I mean, everybody's going to live their lives. So,
all right, I get it. All right, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, you blew that guy off. Oh, man, you're telling me shut up. You just blew him off.
What I wanted to hear what the gentleman had to say without you yakking. Now, you're telling me about what? What is he out buying board shorts for?
No, I said originally on 9/11, a day that commemorates the deaths, a horrible deaths of 3,000 people, this guy's out going through the Express for Men 50% off bin.
And yeah, I heard that. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Bob. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Okay. I'd like to ask the man if he's a certified police officer. Does he have the right to carry a weapon?
Of course. We all do. Constitution says that you have a right. You've heard of the right to bear arms? Okay.
Is he armed?
No.
Is he armed?
No, that's not.
Is my arm what?
Is you an armed officer?
I'm armed.
You're armed.
Yeah.
You are armed.
Yes, sir.
Have you been through the academy training?
I don't carry a weapon. When I'm out with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we don't carry a firearm. That's what you're asking. No or not?
You don't
carry? We use a three-step.
You don't?
No, sir. We take a three-step takedown. We have a billy stick and my good looks, you know.
The only thing you can legally do is if you're in the company of a certified police officer and you can assist him. But now let me tell you something.
If I tell you to turn around and put your hands on your head and you do it, I've got the right to do a full spread.
No, you don't. You do not have the right. You put your hands on me and I'll charge you with assault.
What? How did I assault you? All I did was pat. I'm doing a probe.
Yeah, you put your hands on me. Hey, listen. You put your hands on me, or you detain me. Legally, you have arrested me, and you don't have authority to do that.
But you gave me the right to do it when I said, "Turn around, put your hands on your head, and shut the sewer under your nose," and you did all of that.
You don't have that authority, my friend. You do not have that.
So why did you do what I? Why did you do what I asked you to do?
Look at if you let me. I want to ask this question: If a guy who is going to stick you up or mug you says to you, "Put your hands in the air," and you do that, are you giving him consent?
No, but he's got a gun. I don't have a gun. All I'm saying to the guy is, put your hands on top of your head, turn around, keep the pie hole closed, and nobody gets hurt.
What you're doing is jumping from one thing to the other. You're talking about stopping people and frisking them, and you do not have
yes,
that
sir.
Right. You do not. You're
I'm
not
talking about
right.
doing a spread. I'm talking about doing a spread and a probe. I don't know when you say frisk.
We're talking about the same thing, the way you've described it. You're doing
you're,
a full
you're
frisk.
Not, you're not, you, don't, you do not have authority as an auxiliary officer to tell anybody to spread and put their hands behind their head and all that.
Well, what about, about a probe? What about a probe?
Said, what about a what?
A probe, P-R-O-B-E. Can I probe?
No, you don't have any. You don't have any authority to probe anybody. You don't. When you put your hands on somebody, I tell you what. If you told me to put my hands on the back of my head that you were gonna press me, I tell you, you better back off.
Well, all I want to do is I want to see you spread so I can probe. And you've got a problem with
no,
that?
You don't have that right. You don't have that authority.
Oh, God. All right. You know what? Thank you very much, Bob. That's a good call, and I think you cleared that up. You just like hearing yourself say that, don't you?
No, I don't. I wanted to know if that man there minded If I
yeah, spread and probed. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. As he talks about their security precautions tomorrow, 9/11, put your hands on your head, turn around, and keep the pie hole under your nose shut, and everybody will get along just fine. Are you giving your consent when he talks to you like that? 877-876-PHIL.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Tomorrow is the 9th anniversary of 9/11, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, not an official police agency, an auxiliary police agency, Jay, and you don't like me saying it.
When you bring it up to discredit us, Mr. Hendry.
I'm not trying to discredit you. I want to give people the exact information they're entitled to, the truth. If you say to somebody, stop, put your hands on top of your head, and turn around...
Well, first of all, I don't say it that way.
Well, what do you say?
I say, turn around, put your hands on your head. I say it in a different sequence. The reason why we say it in a different sequence is it is more authoritative to say, stop, turn around, put your hand on your head, or put your hands on your head, and then you will do it. And by the way, I am very offended. When we do a spread and a probe, we're talking about a two-finger probe, which is conducted by our gay officer, Jimmy Threlkel. And that's a two-finger. That is not what the police use, which is almost like their entire fist, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
All right, I understand. 877-876-PHIL. And we'll go to a phone call here with Mike in Boston. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Sanos. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Phil. How are you?
Yes, sir. Fine.
I just, you know, I was listening to the radio show, and this gentleman is absolutely delusional. I mean, if I was in the mall and this guy came up to me and told me to shut my mouth and put my hands on my head. I mean, I would laugh at this guy, first of all. That's not the way you treat people, number one. I mean, a police officer, if he had any suspicion of somebody, he would probably scope out this guy, okay, and he would walk up to him. He would slowly walk up to him and say, excuse me, sir, can I speak with you? Or, sir, could you stop right there? I'd like to have a word with you. You don't.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I walked into a mall with my wife and my three daughters, and this police, whatever he thinks he is, this buffoon, tried to stop me and my wife and my three daughters, told us to put our hands on our head, that he was going to frisk
That's
us.
Correct.
There is
That's
no
correct.
Way that that is going to happen in any way, shape, or form.
Well, how do you... So, in other words, I'm supposed to let you just walk into that mall. Is that it?
That is absolutely correct, because...
Oh, right.
I don't know what you think you know about citizens' arrest laws, but unless...
What?
I prefer,
what are you doing?
Unless
that?
You went
You're taking
in
your on 9/11, you guys are going out to see a movie? Oh, my God.
Hey, Jay.
If that's not suspicious...
Hey, Jay, unless I perform a misdemeanor or a felony in your presence, you have absolutely no right to approach me or my family in any way, shape, or form if you are not an official law enforcement official.
It is a suspicious act for you to be going getting yourself some extra buttered popcorn on 9/11.
You keep saying that, and yet people are going to go out and
hey,
do what
Jay.
They're going to do.
Yeah.
Hey Jay. Yeah. How come you're not out on December 7th
yeah.
on Pearl Harbor Day when thousands of Americans got killed? Hey Jay, how come you're not out on June 6th
on
D-Day when thousands of Americans got killed?
Who says I'm not?
I don't believe that you are.
That's right.
I believe.
That's right.
I believe, Jay.
You're the kind of guy. You're going to go out and put extra mustard on your hot dog on Memorial Weekend, and you don't even care. The guy got all. They all got killed on the beach.
Yeah? Hey Jay, let me tell you something. You are.
Hey David.
You are exploiting the deaths of the people of 9/11.
I am.
To promote your own personal agenda and program of some buffoonery organization that you have come up with.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police, you talk about me exploiting those people. You're the guy that's exploiting them, getting your hot dog and, you know, your juju bees on a day of 9/11. I don't do that. I'm not getting my jolly.
Because I walk into a mall on 9/11 does not mean I'm going to buy a hot dog and a juju bees.
Well, what are you doing in there?
On that day, maybe that day I'm walking into the mall to go to the Christian bookstore because I want to buy a book to read passages on that day, Jay. How do you know what my intentions are?
Because you're with your wife and your kid. You'd never go into a Christian bookstore with your wife and kid. You'd be embarrassed. If you got your wife and your kid with you, you're going to go take them to some, you know, like, I don't know, watch Wrestle a Bear or some deal like that. I don't know what the deal is.
Huh?
Stuff like that.